This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. Morning devotions. If you joined me yesterday, I said that our God is a wonderful, powerful God who can do the impossible, turning big problems into small ones. The Bible's got a lot to say this. In fact, Luke 18, verse 27 says, God can do what no man can do. He specializes in things that we think are impossible. He often takes the small things and changes them into big things. In fact, God seems to take pleasure in using small things. Think of it. He chose two childless senior adults to be the source from which an entire nation would spring. He used a boy sold into slavery by his jealous brothers to rule the nation of Egypt. How strange. He used the tear of a baby to move the heart of Pharaoh's daughter so that Israel could have someone to deliver them from years of bondage. He used the skimpy lunch of one little boy to feed 5,000 men on a hill near the Sea of Galilee. He used 12 men who were really uneducated to turn the world upside down. So that's why I say that God delights in doing big things with what is small and apparently insignificant. In the first letter of the Corinthians, Paul's letter, we see God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of this world to shame the strong. And he chose the lowly things of the world and the despised things, the things that are not so strong, to nullify, there's a word nullify, the things that are. And God chose some rough timber wood that was used for the execution of his own son, Jesus Christ. So it is with us today. God can take the weakest person and use that person for his redemption. Now that actual principle applies for you and me today. That means there's no one too small or untalented for God to use. If God prefers the humble person, the weak person, it was like Henry Blackberry who said, "If you feel weak, limited, or ordinary, then you are the best material through which God can work." And when the Apostle Paul asked God to take away his weakness, he actually referred to that as the thorn in the flesh. God's reply to him was this: "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness." So it's not just Paul the apostle. The Bible is full of the stories of small, weak people who God used to do great things. Hebrews chapter 11 is often called a roll call of God's heroes. You read it, some of those great people. They were weak people. But those who were made out of smallness, as one version says, were made big. So doing big things in the kingdom of God is not about how clever you are. It's about your weakness. Hudson Taylor was the founder of the China Inland Mission. And he said, "When God sought me out and called me to do his work in China, he must have said, 'This man is weak enough, he'll do.'" So the secret of great power, spiritual power, is to be aware of our own weakness and the need for God's strength. Do you remember the Old Testament story of Gideon? Now here you have Gideon, who led the army of Israel to defeat the Midianites, who had invaded Israel with an army of 135,000 people. Huge. And when God called Gideon to do this, he didn't pat him on the back and say, "Now, Gideon, you can do this. You must believe in yourself." No, God commanded Gideon to reduce his army from, now get this, 32,000 down to 300. You've got to be kidding. How could Gideon? He trusted God to do this impossible. He was led from self-confidence to develop God confidence. He had to trust God with the numbers. And it's true that God always works in a powerful way in the lives of weak people. So God is not looking for great Christians. He's looking for believing Christians who'll be showcases for his glory. He takes us to a place where we must depend on him. And that's where he lifts us by the hand and says, "You can do it, not through your own strength, but through mine." Thank you, dear Lord, that you do make strange things happen because you take us as weak as we are and you make us into people that can actually do something really good for you and for others. And I'm grateful for that, Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.